Sefer HaMitzvahs is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvahs. Are you ready? Great! Today we learn 5 mitzvahs. They are all mitzvahs for the Beis Din. The Beis Din has to decide who is right. They have to decide if someone has to pay back money. Sometimes they have to decide if someone needs to get punished. There are a lot of mitzvahs to make sure the Beis Din is being fair. Sometimes we feel bad for someone. Is that a nice thing? Usually it is nice if we feel bad for someone. We will be nicer to them if we feel bad for them. But if the Beis Din feels bad for a person, they might say that he is right, even if he isn't really right. If the Beis Din feels bad that a person doesn't have a lot of money, they might say that he doesn't have to pay, even if he really does have to pay. Does that sound fair? No. Today's first mitzvah is that the Beis Din is not allowed to feel bad for someone and not make him pay. The Beis Din has to decide from what the Torah says. They can't decide something else because they feel bad. Today's second mitzvah is also a mitzvah for the Beis Din. Let's pretend that Moshe is very poor. He doesn't have a lot of money. His neighbor, Avi, is very rich. He has a lot of money. One day, Moshe is walking down the street. He sees a pile of money on the floor. Moshe says, "That's for me." He runs over to pick it up. Avi is running there at the same time. Moshe tries to pick it up, but Avi gets there first. Moshe says, "That money is mine." "No," says Avi, "I got it first." Moshe and Avi go to the Beis Din to see who gets the money. The Beis Din might want to give the money to Moshe because he is poor. Avi has a lot of money already. He doesn't need more money. But Moshe is so poor, that money will help him a lot. Does giving the money to Moshe sound like a nice thing to do? Yes, it is nice to help give poor people money for the things they need. But it's not fair for the Beis Din to do that. Maybe the money really should go to Avi. Today's second mitzvah is that the Beis Din can't make someone win just because he is poor. They need to see who really should get it and give it to the right person. It doesn't matter if they are rich or poor. Do you know someone who is important? Sometimes a very important person comes to Beis Din. Maybe he is a very famous singer, or a rabbi, or maybe she is the principal of a school. The Beis Din might feel bad to say that such an important person is wrong. Do you think that they can say the important person is right so they won't be embarrassed? Do you think they can be extra nice to the important person and try to make him win? No, the Beis Din has to decide who the Torah says is right. It is not fair to decide that someone is right just because they are important. That is today's third mitzvah. that the Beis Din is not allowed to be nicer to an important person in Beis Din. They need to be the same for everyone. Okay, so we learned that we have to be fair to poor people, and to rich people, and to important people. But maybe it's okay to be extra mean to a Rasha? If we already know that someone is a Rasha, and they do a lot of not nice things, maybe it's okay to say that he is wrong, even if we didn't make sure. Do you think that would be fair? No, it isn't fair to punish someone now just because we know he is a Rasha from before. Today's fourth mitzvah is that the Beis Din is not allowed to decide that a Rasha is wrong unless they make sure he is also wrong this time. If they aren't sure, they cannot punish him. Today's last mitzvah is that the Beis Din has only one way they're allowed to decide things. Can you guess how they know what to decide? What do they need to learn? That's right, the Torah! The Torah tells the Beis Din how to know who is right and who is wrong. Today's fifth mitzvah is that the Beis Din is not allowed to decide from anything else. They can only decide from what the Torah says. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvos. That's great!